sort of challenge did their edge rushers sent to you guys?
You know, well, always, that's part of their one of their strengths. The two guys they have on the outside, they do a really good job, play with a lot of energy, a lot of effort. And, you know, obviously, you know, we have to make it more about us, what we do, and be fundamentally sound and make sure that we take care of our business. So that's the way we – that's our approach. That's how we look at it. Obviously, we from a scouting report, we understand and certainly take in consideration how they play, but it's more about what we do and how we go about doing it.
Edgar, you guys have faced former Packers coaches before. You know, you have Joe Philbin, you have to do it. How much time do you actually spend thinking about what they know about your guys?
Yeah, that's part of it. But, you know, again, you know, our focus is really more on, you know, who we are and what we do and ways that we can get better, ways that we can improve. That's the goal, to go out and execute and play at a high level. So as far as, you know, certainly you take all that into consideration, but you keep the focus on us.
And you're, is batting sort of like maybe the model or role model for any assistant coach who worked his way up through the ranks and got to where he was? Do you sort of admire
excellent football coach, but even better person. Tremendous work ethic. I mean, you saw that day one, and when it works out the way it did, I mean, yeah, you definitely, you know, you look at it and say, man, that's what you want to see. You know, a guy that's putting in the work, you know, day in and day out, and not really worrying about that in particular. You know, it's about the task at hand, taking care of the job that's in front of you, and good things will happen. So certainly.
On the flip side, I mean, I'm sure you maybe had opportunities to go other places, take jobs, interview for jobs, but yet you chose to stay here and get promoted up the chain here. What's the right way to get to where you want to get to?
Well, for each individual, it's always different. For me, it's more about winning. It's more about being a part of something special, and that's, you know, that's certainly here in Green Bay. Our standards, or our history, and the tradition here speaks for itself. So for me, it's all centered around winning and being a part of something special. You want to be a part of a championship team, a championship organization, and that's what it's been for me. You know, and you just continue to focus on, like I said earlier, the job at hand.
Edgar, with Jeff getting the cast off his hand, you got 7 viable receivers for the first time this week. So how crowded was it at practice, and what are the types of things that, or the challenges, I guess, in terms of paring down who you want to go with and how?
Well, any time you have, you know, the amount of talent that we have at that position, it's always competitive. And we knew that going into training camp. And now it's you know, you have a situation where, again, you know, it's all about, you know, your preparation, how you prepare, what you do in practice. Obviously, we'll have a plan in place. You know, but when each and every guy get an opportunity, they got to go back and make the most of that opportunity. But how they make the most of the opportunity, it always starts with the preparation. What you do in the classroom and what you do on the practice field, because the bottom line is about the fundamentals. When we're preparing to go play a game, you got to be fundamentally sound. The techniques that we teach, they have to show up in practice as well as in games.
I know that these guys are in a business where disappointment comes with it in certain respects, but receiver is a little bit different than quarterback in that there's one quarterback generally that plays, and receivers, there's more guys that can get on the field. So even though these guys are professionals and even though disappointment comes with it, is managing frustration of guys who don't get as many reps as they want part of what goes into coaching a group that big at receiver?
Well, we believe, you know, number one, it's a long season, and I think we're entering our fourth game, week 4 for us. Obviously, it's week 5, but our fourth game. So it's a long season. A number of things can happen. You have to stay focused. You have to stay in tune to the fact that it is a long season, and maybe it starts slow for one guy this particular week and picks up as the season, you know, continues. Or that's the way we look at it, and I think that's the way our players look at it as well. They know it's a long season. They know each and every guy have an opportunity to contribute at some point. So I think it's more about staying focused. Tunnel vision as far as the preparation, and when you get your opportunity, step in there and make plays, and more opportunities will come.
A month ago, you guys traded or got rid of Josh Sitton, and we peppered you guys with questions about Josh and Lane, and Josh and Lane again and again and again. Mm-hmm. How do you think Lane's done 3 games in?
He's doing a good job for us. But just like, you know, we always talk about it as a unit, we always want to improve. And that's the goal. You want to continue to improve day in and day out, each and every week. We have certain standards that we set around here from a unit standpoint and an individual standpoint. I mean, each and every one of our guys coming out of the self-scout understands the area, the target that we need to improve on. And I think each and every one of our guys understand that.
What has Lane done well?
He's been consistent. He's done a number of things well. You can take a look at the run game. You can take a look at the pass protection, the communication part of it. It's a number of different things he's done well for us.
What do you see from New York's defense?
Well, I'd rather not get in the scheme right now. But obviously, you know, they'll give you multiple looks, some two-shell, some three-shell pressure. They do it all. I mean, just like what you expect from any other opponent. You know, they'll do it all. They'll mix it up. They try to create opportunities for their guys. So that's the way we kind of look at it. And going back to my statement earlier, it's really more about what we do and how we go about doing it.